Sukkah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Misha Yerosh of Ruah B'Sukkah, if a person's head and his body are in a Sukkah, for Shulchan B'Soy Chabayis, but his table is in the house, which means the head and most of his body, let's say that that's a shear of six tefachim, that's inside the Sukkah, but the table that's only one tefach wide, that's inside the house. The Gemara is medayik that it sounds like we're dealing with a regular size Sukkah, because we're only focusing on him, that he's situated in such a situation. So in this case, Beis Shammai poislinu v'shel machshir, Beis Shammai passels it, v'shel machshirs it. Now, which is interesting, the Gemara says that it sounds like now Beis Shammai is not talking about a situation where a guy's in a normal size sukkah and he happens to be crouched by the edge, where only a portion of his body's in the sukkah and most of it's outside. Now it sounds like the Mishnah is talking with the size of a sukkah itself is tiny. It's only enough to fit six tefachim, where if a person were to be sitting in such a sukkah, it would only fit most of his body and his head. And the Gemara actually says that really it's two cases, that in both of these cases, Beis Shammai poislinu v'shel machshirin. Now this is one of the few examples where the halach is like Beis Shammai, like the Gemara says, and we're machmer. The Rav seems to say, and this is the way the Rif learns, that it's the same svara. Both of these cases are the same idea, that we're afraid that a person, if he eats in such a situation, he may end up following where his table is and eat inside the house. So really, it's a din d'rabban, and really mid'oraisa, both of these cases are kosher. Whether or not it's a kosher sukkah and he's just sitting at the edge, that's kosher mid'oraisa. And also, a sukkah that's small, that's only six tefachim wide and six tefachim long, that's also kosher mid'oraisa, just mid'rabban, and we're afraid you're going to leave it. That's one way to learn. That's the way the Rav and the Rif learn. Taisus agrees that when we're dealing with a large sukkah and you're sitting in such a situation where your table's outside the sukkah, that that's also derabanan. However, Taisus learns that when you have a very small sukkah, that's only six tefachim small, it's not possible because we're afraid you're going to go and leave the house. Lachar, that's also true. But the bigger issue now is that it's called a dira srucha. It's just not a place fitting to live. And that lachar is a psul even mediraisa. Reb Kiveger says that the nafkamina would be, if a person would be sitting in a small sukkah, which is only six tefachim, however, the small sukkah is opened to a large sukkah. So now, if you say, like the Rav, that we're afraid that you're going to go and enter your house, meaning wherever your table is, that really midiraisa six tefach sukkah is fine, we're afraid that you're going to leave this and go into your house. So now, if the small sukkah is in a kosher large sukkah, so then it would be kosher. Why? Because there should be no fear, because even if you end up going outside of your own little sukkah, you end up in a better sukkah. However, if you say, like Taisus, that a sukkah that's only six tefachim, this smaller sukkah, is possible because it's a dira srucha, then it wouldn't matter if there's a large sukkah outside of it, it would still be possible. Amalhen Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, lo kachayim maisa, wasn't this the maisa, shahalchu zikni Beis Shammai, zikni Beis Hillel levakas, Rabbi Yochanan ben Hachairani, that both the Zakenu of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, they went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Achairani, so he actually was sitting with his head and body in the sukkah, and his table was inside of the house, and they didn't say anything to him. Beis Shammai said back to Beis Hillel. Now the way Rashi learns, what he says is, Misham Raya? Is that really a Raya? Afheim Amrulo, they said back to him, Im Kain, Hayisa Noheg, if this is the way that you are Noheg, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah mi amecha. You are never mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah sitting in such a way. So Taisisantiv says, first of all, you don't have to read Misham Raya as a sarcastic question. It could also be like Misham Raya, that itself is a Raya, because they said back to him, if you were knowing like this, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. We had sometimes when the Mishnah says such a lashon, Misham Raya, it's not asking as a question, it's saying it actually as a proof. Now what does it mean when the Zikne of Beis Shammai said back to them that he was not mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah all of his days? What do you mean he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah? Sounds like even Midiraisa wasn't Mekayim. And that's why Taisus learns they weren't even Mekayim Midiraisa, which is an interesting thing that the Chacham came along and they took away a person's mitzvah Midiraisa, even though he's sitting there. They said that he's not Mekayim. So that's an interesting discussion. Or you can say, like the Ran says, that when it says you weren't Mekayim, it just means you weren't Mekayim it in the best way. And the Ran himself uses this lashon in the Ramban also, Mechames Hashem, in Psachim, when we say by the Seder, Kol, whoever doesn't say these three things, is not Mekayim the mitzvah on Pesach, of Sipasiyas Mitzrayim, Pesach Matzah Mer. And the Ran and the Ramban say over there, it doesn't mean you weren't Mekayim the mitzvah, it just means you weren't Mekayim the mitzvah in the best possible way. So too here also, when he says that whoever sits this way in a sukkah, you're not Mekayim, doesn't mean you're not Mekayim the rice, it just means you weren't Mekayim in the best possible way. That's another way to learn it.